És akkor egész ott kint van a csirgát.
So Imrita, csirgát is all the way down there. At the far end.
Andiraga. Anda. Anda is yellow.
Andiraga. Anda means vine.
In gyerekek, igen. Úgy, hogy akkor itten jönnek gopik.
Like children, the gopis Krishna, are coming here and Krishna.
És akkor úgy valaki fogja másiknak a szemét.
And somebody blindfolds the other, and the others hide. And you have to find them. So they're playing here. Krishna is hiding and they find him. And then when they blindfold Krishna, the gopis hide. And Krishna cannot find anyone. The gopis are enjoying themselves. You're so clever, you can't even find us. But because Anda, even if Krishna's eyes are open, he's like blind. Therefore this place is called Andhera Ghat. This is the place of the blind people. Then this red flag is Imlital.
This is Imlital.
Imlital tamarind trees are growing. And this Imlital is also an associate of Radha and Krishna.
Amikor rasatánc folyamatán Krishna kereste Srimati Radharani.
When during the rasatánc Krishna was looking for Srimati Radharani, this is another rasatánc than the one Shukadeva Goswami describes. Here Srimati Radharani left because she was angry that Krishna behaved with her just as with all the other gopis. And then he couldn't find Srimati Radharani anywhere, so he sat down below this tree.
Akkor elkezdte csak meditálni Srimati Radharani.
And he started to meditate on Srimati Radharani. Closed his eyes and was chanting Radha Radha. And as he was chanting Srimati Radharani's name, his whole body turned golden complexion. And when Srimati Radharani saw, she came in and she heard that someone is chanting her name. And then she saw Krishna is here. He has his turban, his peacock feather, his beautiful golden cloth, but his golden complexion. He's not blackish, but golden. And then she came in and Krishna opened his eyes. And when he saw Srimati Radharani, again his black complexion came back. And then Radharani asked, "What is this golden color you've showed me?" And then Krishna said, "When absorbed in your mood, then this is my color." And in Kali Yuga, when I come, I will come in your complexion, and I will also come with all your love towards me. This is another pastime, but the circumstances are very similar. And then Srimati Radharani asks, "How do you know what is in my heart?" And then Krishna says, "Because once when you were sleeping, I entered your heart." And I took all the moods that were there. And now I will manifest these when I'll come as Lord Chaitanya. Srimati Radharani was a little bit angry. Why do you do such a thing that when I'm sleeping you go in there? Krishna said, otherwise you wouldn't have allowed me in.
And that's all your power, all your love I will have.
And then Srimati Radharani says, when I'm fully absorbed in love for you, I many times faint and fall over. And Krishna said, I will also do this. When I will be singing in great Sankirtan, chanting the holy name, and I will be absorbed in separation from myself as you feel, then I will also faint, and I will also fall on the ground. When Srimati Radharani heard this, Krishna will fall on the floor, on the ground, and she was very sad. She said, you will fall on the ground, and you will be rolling on the ground, where there are stones and thorns and so many things. Srimati Radharani couldn't accept this. And then she said, no, you will not just come with your in my bhava. I will cover you with my body, so that when you fall down on the ground, then you don't feel anything. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also came here to this Imlital. And this was the full moon night of Kartik. In Kartik so many things are happening. But here we can celebrate when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered into Vrindavan. We can bring Gaura Taraj here.
And then where is Shringar Bhat? Is that the next one?
Shringar.
It is also called Nityananda Ghat. Because when Lord Nityananda came to Vrindavan and he was staying here on the bank of the Yamuna, during the Rasa dance, when Radhe Shyam came here, Krishna decorated Srimati Radharani's hair and dressed her. It's not just Radha and Krishna together here, but also the cowherd boys bring Krishna here, and it's a very special place. Jayadev Goswami says there's a wonderful breeze here that brings the fragrance of sandal trees. So Krishna likes to come here, and Subal comes with the cowherd boys and they sit him down, and then they say, look, we know that you're decorating Srimati Radharani here, but now we will decorate you more beautifully as how you're decorating her. Because the cowherd boys are very, very clever, very, very expert, and they very nicely decorate Krishna with flowers, flower crown, garlands, and so many things. And then Krishna is called Pushpa Gopal. The yellow flag is Govinda Ghat. Here Krishna disappears in the Rasa dance. And with Srimati Radharani, and the gopis come and they're looking for him everywhere in the forest. They go deep into the forest, but they don't find him anywhere. And then they came here, where there is the yellow flag, and they sat down and they started to sing.
Gopi Gita.
Singing the Gopi Gita. And when they were singing there, then Krishna became manifest there. That's why it's called Govinda Ghat. At another time, when Srimati Radharani also left the Rasa dance, then that's where Krishna found her.
Akkor az utolsó az Csirga.
And the last place is Csirga. When we go to Bama Vrindavan, then it said the Csirgat is the place where Krishna stole the clothes of the little gopis. But actually this isn't how it is. Jiva Goswami said that this is happening much further up. We didn't go there now. It's almost all the way up by the road in Krishna Valley. But this is another Csirgat. Here it was not the small gopis, but it was the other gopis who came to swim. And he also stole their clothes. So this is also a Csirgat. But it's not the same pastime.
És akkor a helye, hány, mennyi idő van?
What is the time? 1:30.
Hát. Most, hogyha elmegyünk, hát Brahmargat az csak egy kicsit távol van.
Brahmargat is just a little bit further down by this tree.
Igen, az arra van. És ott van, amikor Radisham oda lemenne.
And when Radisham go down there, Brahma means bee.
Mind a méhek, ott van a méhészek.
And then all the bees from the beekeeping place. They feel that we smell a special fragrance of a blue flower. This, the fragrance of this blue flower. The fragrance of the body of Shyama Sundar and Srimati Radharani, they're all attracted there. And then they surround Radisham. This place is called Brahmargat. And now we will go to Keshigat. And we don't have enough time. Let's just go to Vamshivat. And from there we will show where Keshigat is. Jai. The water. These big fishes are saints. They're coming here to become purified by swimming in the water where Radisham are bathing. Here everything, the turtles, the frogs, they're not ordinary living entities. They're all taking part in Krishna's pastimes. And every living entity in Krishna Valley, the trees, the mosquitoes, whoever dies is going directly back to the spiritual world. Krishna says that this is the potency of Vrindavan Dham. So now we will go to Vamshivat. See how nicely wide the river is here? You see the multicolored flag, that's Keshigat.
I think we like it to go, but it's Krishna like Krishna.
Everybody knows that Krishna killed the Keshi demon here. That's the demon that took the shape of a huge, big black horse.
Bhagavatam Bharata Gana 8-1-R over the...
And in the Bhagavatam there is a beautiful picture how he's standing up on two legs and Krishna is standing there. And Keshi came, and as Garga Samhita explains, there was a big fight.
It
said that Krishna threw him away a few hundred kilometers and he came back from there. And ultimately he stuck his fist into his mouth and he killed him. Of course all these demons have a past. I won't go into that in detail. Instead we will speak about some other places. So that was Keshijat. On the other side, behind the willow tree, there is Mansarovara. And this is a very beautiful, quiet, peaceful place. There, Srimati Radharani was angry at Krishna. And in her anger, she was crying a whole lake.
Azok a bakták, akik ezen a helyen gyűlődnek.
And the devotees who take bath at that place will have a little kund there as well.
Akkor úgy van mondva, hogy ők gyűlődnek Srimati Radharani.
It is said that they are bathing in the heart of Srimati Radharani.
És aztán itten is Krishna ide jött,
and then Krishna came here at Phalgun, which happened in March, this past time. And Krishna came here, and with great difficulty there was Man Bhanga, which means he broke the anger of Srimati Radharani. And there Srimati Radharani is known as Manini. And on the other side, where that devotee is walking, there is Panigram.
Panigram
is the place where Durvas Muni used to live. And it was here that he gave the benediction to Srimati Radharani that whatever she cooks will be wonderful. Of course, everything that Srimati Radharani cooks is nectar anyway. There's no need for Durvas Muni's help, but these are the pastimes. And here where we are standing, this is Vamshivat. I will not finish all the places. So here Krishna was standing under the tree, and from here he was calling the gopis. And they came here, and we spoke about the different places where the pastimes were taking place, and where they went from here. They went to Sevakunj, Nidhuvan, and other places.
Karsan Venus Gopi, Gopi Nata, Shri Sri Nata,
So here Shyamasundara is Gopinath. He's calling the gopis. Further away is Jagannath God, the red flag. Jagannath is living here in Vrindavan. When he comes to visit every year, you know Vijay and Kandarpa, the car should always stop here and Jagannath should be brought out here. Then he can visit the bank of the Yamuna. And then the green is Panigat. This is the last place you are mentioning before going back. Pani means water.
Utasitva Gopik, but as a Durvasa Muni, as a Tanamashi Kodava.
And here the gopis were told that Durvasa Muni is on the other side, and your parents said that you should go and feed him. Because if he's satisfied with you, then you have good husbands. Gopis weren't interested in good husbands, but they thought if they feed Durvasa Muni, then they may receive Krishna. So they came here on this side. And then Durvasa Muni was also here. And he invited them to the other side. He said, you can cook here. They brought all the paraphernalia, everything they needed. There was no boatman, nothing. And then the gopi said, how will we go to the other side? And he said, Durvasa Muni will reveal his mystic potency. He said, no, you're pure girls. You just asked the Yamuna to open. They said, we're pure girls, but we don't do these kind of things. He said, then, I know that you're all here because you want Krishna. So take a vow, and on Krishna's behalf, cross the Yamuna. And then the gopi said, how do we do this? And then he said, tell Yamuna Devi that on the basis of Krishna's brahmacharya, please open and let us go across. And then the gopis were laughing a lot at this. He has brahmacharya. He's always dancing with us, day and night. How can you call someone a brahmachari if they're dancing with the girls? Durvasa Muni said, no, he don't understand. You're just the energy of Krishna. And Krishna's potency doesn't weaken, or he doesn't lose his brahmacharya because he's dancing with you and enjoying himself. What does brahmacharya mean? Brahmacharya is someone who's always searching for Brahman, who's always situated in Brahman. But Krishna himself is Brahman. So he's the highest brahmachari. So then the gopi said, all right, if you say, then that must be how it is. And then they told Yamuna Devi, on the basis of Krishna's brahmacharya, please open up. And then Yamuna Devi opened, and then they crossed to the other side. And in that little forest, they were cooking for Durvasa Muni. And then the same way on the brahmachari vrata, they came back. And when they were going home, they were laughing so much that even Yamuna Devi believed that Krishna is a brahmachari. So let us pay our obeisances. This is a very beautiful place on the bank of the Yamuna. Let's also try to save the bank of the Yamuna because it's falling into the river because of the waves. So we should pay our obeisances. We should pray that Yamuna Devi blesses us with love for Radha Shyam, and then with Kirtan we will go back and we'll honor Prasadam.
Jai. Jai.
Jai.
Vishwarha Shamsundar ki jai. Vikar Gopinandi.
Ribo.